I was having the worst day of my life. Nothing was going right, and I grew more and more frustrated. When I got off work, I knew I was going to need some distressing. My friend with benefits, Quinn, he came over, and so did my best friend, Stacy. We have an arrangement. If you see my post before, then you're familiar. Well, I play with Quinn all the time. Stacy only hits him when they're in front of me. I liked getting cooked. Sue me. So I'm telling them about my day and how awful it was. And they both were being so sweet. They're sitting on each side of me, rubbing my shoulder, and sliding their hands through my hair, and overall being very caring. Then I ask them if they would kiss in front of me. And we all knew what that would lead to. And they smirked. They leaned over me, kissing right above me. Quinn pressed his tongue into her mouth, and I saw her part her lips, opening wide for him. I slithered out of the spot between them as they came together, their hands wild and chaotic as they grabbed at each other. They began to tear off their clothes, shedding garments on the floor as their touch grew more and more insistent. I watched, wide-eyed, making sure to take in every detail. Quentin grabbed Stacy's exposed tits, roughing them up before shoving a nipple into his mouth. She threw her head back, shaking out her long blonde hair as he teased her tit. He grabbed her hips and pulled her up off the couch. I watched as he shoved her face first against the wall, pinning her between it and his body. He shoved her legs apart with his foot and pulled her hips back, so she had to lean against the wall to keep her balance. She was bent like an L, her ass up and her face pressed to the wall. He slid his fingers inside of her, prepping her gun. He pulled them out and stuck his hand out to me. I went to the edge of the couch and sucked her juices off his fingers, moaning as her flavor hit my tongue. She tasted earthy and almost sweet. He teased her again, rubbing her pussy while she whined and begged for his cock. Eventually, I told him to go ahead and give it to her, but give it to her good. He winked at me, and he grabbed his cock, and he pushed into her with one stiff thrust, silencing her whining. Her mouth hung open as she took in the feeling of him inside of her. She pressed a hand to her belly, feeling his cock through her body. Then he started to pump into her, slapping his hips against her ass as he filled her from behind. She groaned with pleasure, muttering his name over and over as he used her pussy up. Her whole body shook as he pounded into her, her cheek rubbing against the wall. He kept going, thrusting and groaning as her body tightened around him. She stuttered and gasped as she came on his cock, her whole body twitching as she did. She slumped against the wall, but he kept going, regaining his footing to pump even deeper into her tiny hole. She cried out, clawing at the wall as he used her pussy. that fat cock deep inside until she was finally felt satisfied. He pulled out, and she was practically dead on her feet. He pushed her onto the couch, and she fell into my lap, her wet cum-soaked pussy on display. I pushed my fingers inside of her, stretching her open and marveling at the amount of cum in her gaping pussy. It was beautiful and exactly what I needed.